Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast Real Talk. I'm Jenny, and we're going to flip the script this time. We're going to get away from the Q&A and the therapy stuff, and we're going to talk about health, the body, and nutrition. And I've started a new series on organ systems that you can find in my magazine, Inspire Magazine, which is available for download on my website at www.mindfulhealthicc.com. Just head on over to the Inspire tab, and you'll find each month's issue of Inspire Magazine that you can download for free. Let me know how you love it. I hope it brings you value. So in starting with the organs, we're going to start with one of my favorite organs, the liver. Oh gosh, I love the liver. The liver is one of the most powerful and efficient organs in the human body. It's responsible for performing over 500 jobs. 500 jobs. Most of us struggle to get to one job each day. Can you imagine if you had 500 jobs to accomplish in a single day? Whew. This can include detoxification and processing hormones and filtering out toxins. And the liver is often overlooked and under-supported. So let's chat about that. When was the last time you thought about your liver before you indulged in a fast food meal or sipped on a few alcoholic bevies? Summer's coming, so I know it's going to be enticing, even though we've been on lockdown and this pandemic has taken over our lives for the most part. You can't beat the new weather that's about to approach us. And how are we going to handle that? What are we going to do? Are there barbecues in the works? I don't know. There are two important mechanisms by which the liver helps to disarm and the effects of toxins and neurodisruptors, alcohols, and excess hormones. And it does this by way of phase one and phase two pathways. So phase one pathway is responsible for breaking down toxins into intermediates or smaller substances in preparation to be eliminated. Phase two focuses on neutralizing and eliminating these toxins. So the easiest way to think about this and process this is, I think of it as P1 is phase one pathway is the garbage is being collected and sorted. And phase two, or P2, is the garbage is being bagged and tossed out. So that analogy might be helpful in wrapping your brain around how these pathways work. However, in order to ensure that P1 and P2 are able to operate efficiently, liver enzymes, such as cytochrome P450, must be active and present along with a bunch of other cofactors. So how do we ensure liver enzymes are present, and what can we do to support the liver in doing its job? Well, the first way is to eliminate as many toxins as possible. So be aware of your environment, products that you use, body products, lotions, creams, plastics around your house that you are exposed to, plastic containers. You want to switch that out, swap those for glass, any chemicals. And these can be things that you use to clean with, or perfumes is a big one, and drugs, any OTC or recreational drugs. Those are also a big one, a big accumulation of toxins there as well. The second is to ensure that you're consuming a plant-rich, nutrient-dense diet full of leafy greens and sulfur-rich foods like garlic and onions. And the garlic and onions, these sulfur-rich foods, help to assist in the P1, P2 liver pathways. You want to avoid fast foods, greasy foods, sugars, and again, the big one is alcohol when it comes to liver. Third, support yourself through supplementation. Things like milk thistle, dandelion, turmeric, and alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA, helps to restore glutathione levels. Those are important for helping the liver to function normally. A major affliction of the liver is called fatty liver disease. That's what we see most commonly. There's two forms of that. There's the normal, quote-unquote, fatty liver disease. And then there's a second type called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So the first one is categorized by poor diet, habits, lifestyle, including things like a high fat intake, little to no exercise, and alcohol consumption, whether that be a little bit or regular chronic use. The second is non-alcoholic liver disease, and it's mainly due to fatty deposits being stored in the liver and the liver's inability to function properly and eliminate this excess fat and these hormones. It can also be due to a compromised immune system, resulting in inflammation. It could be scarring from cirrhosis, which is, again, a result of a chronic battle with alcohol. And in some cases, genetics are a contributing factor. So when you're on your way to work, remember that you're going to one job, but your liver is on its way to do 500 jobs. So let's help it out by exercising, eating right, avoiding the things that are harmful for us, and really taking stock of our lives and the things we use on a daily basis. Look at your cleaning products. Look at the things you use around the home. Look for ways to improve. Even the smallest changes will make a big difference. I hope this is helpful for you, and I can't wait to explore the next organ next month. Have a great one. This is Real Talk.